Geology, the Story of Earth, Lecture 4, Metamorphic Rocks, Recording Change.
Okay, so now we're two-thirds of the way through our different groups of rocks, and we've talked about our igneous rocks that form from the cooling and crystallization of magma, and then we talked about our sedimentary rocks, where we break something down and we glue it back together again, and now we're going to talk about the third group of rocks, and these are called metamorphic rocks. And as their name implies, metamorphism is referring to changing of something. So we're going to take, kind of like we did with sedimentary rocks, a pre-existing rock, and we're going to change it into something different. But we're going to do it differently than we did for sedimentary rocks. Instead of breaking down an existing rock into fragments and sticking all those fragments back together again, we're going to alter our rock. We're going to change the shape of the minerals and some of the minerals that are there. So we're going to change texture and composition. Here we go again. But we're going to do it by adding heat, pressure, and in some cases, having fluids move through our rock as it's getting buried. And so we're going to see that as we do these three things, we're going to take a pre-existing rock and we're going to change it into a totally different kind of rock. We're going to think about the rock that existed before we put it through this pressure and temperature, sort of this crucible that we're putting our rock through, and how pressure and temperature and fluids change that rock and what comes out the other side of that process. And some people consider this to be the step of the rock cycle beyond igneous and sedimentary. And you'll see why we think that when we go through some of the different processes that you have to go through to get that much pressure and temperature to change a rock from one thing to another. One of the fun things about metamorphic rocks is even though you can go and visit your local metamorphic rock at your leisure, they don't generally form at Earth's surface. They usually form very, very far beneath Earth's surface. So observing the processes that go on during metamorphism is really kind of tricky. So we're going to make some inferences based on the minerals that we find in our metamorphic rocks to think about these processes that are going on. We almost always find them exposed in mountain areas. Keep that little fact in the back of your mind. And as we go along, try to figure out why metamorphic rocks generally show up in mountain areas and not like out on the plains. So keep that idea in the back of your head, and as we go along, you'll see why that happens.